Now, here is an artist whose manner of getting paid and getting noticed has completely changed with the advent of social media.
I wouldn't kill to win a war. I don't get what they do it for. It's all so terribly vague. I see the pictures from a thousand years of battle, and I think it's such a bore.
Amanda Palmer is the lead singer of the Dresden Dolls. She's an author and entrepreneur and has used Kickstarter and the viral clout of a successful TED Talk to raise money and her profile. Her new book is called The Art of Asking, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Let People Help. It is not a guide for someone simply trying to pick up a few bucks playing in the subway. Amanda Palmer, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi.
So you've chronicled the cultural shift that's taken place in the music business, and it's something you've actually lived. What would you say is the lesson of the art of asking?
Oh, God. I mean, I think the most important lesson I learned, even while writing the book, having lived it for so many years, is that we don't really view art as a relationship anymore. I think we've kind of gotten lost in the idea of art as a commodity, and we've sort of lost sight of the fact that the artists and the audience are really in a fundamental relationship.
Well, it seems like maybe we haven't lost it so much as found it again, and that's what this transformation is really all about. To describe your surprise at being successful on Kickstarter, or were you even surprised?
Yeah, that's actually a common misconception about my Kickstarter. Because of the way Kickstarter is formatted, there's a minimum that you have to set when you're funding, and I set my Kickstarter minimum at $100,000 and then raised $1.2 million, which I think made everyone assume that I must be just like not only shocked and surprised, but also like swimming in pools of $100 bills. Neither were true. I set my minimum at $100,000 because my team and I calculated the numbers and how much I'd been able to sell directly to my fan base before, and we knew that we could probably raise at least $100,000. We hoped that we would make a lot more. And then the second thing was that I actually made a huge profit. I actually didn't, and that's kind of my dirty Kickstarter secret. I mean, I did choose really expensive packaging, and I offered some bizarre rewards. You know, I flew to fans' houses all over the world. I think a lot of people still don't totally understand the crowdfunding. When you see that number, that giant number on the screen, that's a gross, and it's simple business. And then, you know, whatever you wind up with as the net is your choice as the artist or your downfall as a business person.
Well, one of the preconceived notions that remains in the recording industry is that if you make money, you're the bad guy. And there have been lots of stories of you collaborating with musicians and not paying them and that sort of thing. And it's an expensive business.
Yeah, it's another strange thing about our relationship with artists is, you know, Elizabeth Gilbert talks about this in her TED Talk, that in this kind of sadistic way, we feel like our artists and that we as artists should suffer. You know, we don't assess our musicians and our artists and our creative creators the way we assess our tech people and our bakers and our plumbers and our shoemakers. We kind of have a weird double standard.
But you do want to make money, and the Kickstarter success is a promise that you do have to deliver on in terms of a good album, and your fans will tell you one way or another, yes?
Absolutely. I mean, the other thing that you're starting to see in this crazy new music economy as everyone is scrambling around trying to figure it out is not only are musicians forced to be their own business people, but the curtain's also being drawn back on the fact that a lot of us already have been. But because of social networking and blogging and, you know, the way the press works nowadays, we're just a lot closer to those facts. That being an artist is a bizarre, multifaceted job, a lot of which includes going to the post office and crunching numbers and scaring up work. And I think that notion bugs a lot of people because of our romanticism around what an artist should be doing with their time. And that can be a little unnerving as a working artist.
Have you actually stopped worrying?
No, not even a little. But I wrote a book about it.
That's right. Amanda Palmer is the lead singer of the Dresden Dolls. She's the author of the book, The Art of Asking, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Let People Help. Thanks so much, Amanda.
You're so welcome. But I'd be useless if they jump.